Good morning. It's time for Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, filling in for Roland Giacopetti today and talking with Catherine DeVries, who is here from the Sebastopol Center of the Arts, where she is the visual arts director. But we're talking specifically about woodblock printing writ large, the return of the street printing festival that debuted last year. Let's explain to people what a street printing festival looks like.
Well, the street printing festival is actually printing with a pavement roller. So if you know the 3-ton pavement rolls that we use to do the roads with, well, right in front of them, we're putting lino blocks. They're not wood blocks. They're carved lino blocks. Put those lino blocks on the parking lot in the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Then you put a piece of paper on top. Then there is a blanket to protect the whole thing. And then the pavement roller goes up and down over it. The result is that there is an enormous pressure coming on those blocks, which means that we can have very, very crisp, very, very sharp prints. It's a unique procedure, which is really interesting because it's just fun to do. And on top of that, it's really educational because everyone can see how printmaking can be done. Of course, it doesn't happen every day that we have a pavement roller to do that. So the fact that we have a pavement roller makes that we can make very large prints.
This was done for the first time last year, and I guess you got a really good reaction.
Yes, people really, really enjoyed it. We were a small team last year to organize it. It was in the context of Bibliophoria. But this year we continued. We don't have Bibliophoria this year because it's biannual for the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. But the street printing we had to do under the guidance of Rick Olson, who is a specialist. He's the guidance, and his production manager, Leah Ocean. They worked together to get this all done, plus a team of 30 volunteers.
So you have a number of artists who have contributed blocks, and there's also an opportunity for individual citizens to participate. How does that work?
We have 7 established artists who are making the large blocks, and everyone can participate. They do have to come and buy a block at the center, 12 by 12 inches, and it has an explanation how to deal with the block, and we need to have those blocks back by the 18th of June, 3 days before the printmaking. At the moment, we have already probably 20 small blocks.
What happens with the prints after they're done?
So the sale of the prints will be used for, it's a fundraiser for the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Artists keep one print, but they donate the others to be sold for us. And so it's used as a fundraiser.
So how many passes does the roller make over the assembled blocks?
Well, we try to make 3 prints of each, at least. Mm-hmm. So if we can make more, then that's great. But there is a large variety, and the creativity is immense. Now, this year also what we will have, we have a collaborative piece where everyone who comes to the Spirit Winding Festival can participate. So it's more like it's a different technique, but everyone can add pieces. So at the end of the day, that piece will be printed, and that will be exhibited in the library in Sebastopol.
I'm guessing this requires some extra heavy-duty paper, maybe some specialized ink as well?
Well, we provide all the paper. All these things are provided. So if you buy your block at the center, you just need some tools, that's true. But for the rest, we do everything else. The ink is actually oil-based because water-based ink would dry too fast. And if it's like last year, we had a lot of sun, it was beautiful weather. And by the way, we will also have a beer stand this year. So if it gets very hot. And we also have pizza and Thai food. There will be 28 booths with letterpress demonstrations or writers or everything that's related to the book and letterpress printing. And we will have a special stand for the children where they can do printing with potato. So we really want to make it a family day. It's on Father's Day. It's from 11 till 5, and we hope that everyone can come.
That's on June 21st, 11 to 5. It's in the parking lot at the Sebastopol Arts Center, the former Veterans Building. And for people who want to find out more in advance online, where should they look?
Well, look on our website. It's www.sebarts.org, so sebarts.org, and it's on events.
All coming up on the 21st. It should be a fun thing in Sebastopol. That'll do it for this edition of Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson. Have a great day.